Coaching session 31. Well, this is likely the end of the road. Getting to the work is often the hard part, but not the hardest. The work is always hard before it's easy. Will it get easier? Maybe. But it'll likely get harder first. I'm disruptive. Not because I enjoy it, necessarily, but because the work demands it. Convenient and comfortable aren't attributes of excellence. Your performance isn't going to soar by continuing on a path that didn't satisfy your need to fly higher, go faster, and further. And so I have shaken your world. It's not unusual for clients to want to run away and hide some days. It's the flight reaction that many of us have when we're facing difficult circumstances. And it's pretty common, especially when I'm working with teams, for somebody to take offense to the process. Remember me talking at length about the importance of the process? Well, not everybody appreciates the process because my work disrupts the normal everyday routine. And most people hate change, especially change they may not fully understand or change they may not control. But you understand it. I know you do because I've not had a single client ever who didn't. Leaders have an understanding that others lack. They see what others sometimes fail to see. I don't want you to micromanage yourself now that our work may be complete. I do want you to measure your behavior. I want you to measure your responses and your leadership. And that means I want you to be intentional. I don't want you to be reactionary. I don't want you to be impulsive. If our work together is going to have a lasting impact, and that's exactly what I want it to have, then you're going to have to craft your own process and devote yourself to it. And you're also going to have to insist that your employees comply. And I know that I've browbeaten you with talk about willingness and how critical that is to your team's success, and now you know why. If an employee refuses to comply with your process and your leadership, then they'll put a major kink in your effectiveness. Don't tolerate it. Correct it. Or rid yourself of the hindrance if you can't correct it. Remarkable work demands people committed to the effort. It doesn't require remarkable people. It just requires ordinary people capable of doing remarkable things together. This work isn't about building a team vastly superior to any other organization. It's not about your ability to attract world-class talent. It's not even about you being world-class yourself. Excellence and remarkable performance don't necessarily need those things, but they do need something you already possess. Willingness and determination. Hire those traits, coach those traits, mentor those traits, and celebrate those traits. Because the bottom line to all this is an ability to change, to be coached, to be open to alternatives, to explore options, to consider how things can be improved. That's how our work began, this exploration. Your enemy is the status quo. Your enemies are those within your team who will sabotage your efforts because they feel threatened or because they don't understand. Your enemy may sometimes be you. You may find yourself pushing back against your own rational urge to be disruptive so you can improve and innovate. Don't avoid the struggle, but refuse to lose. Make sure your inner urge to push to new levels always wins. And that may be more difficult if you've been doing your job for many years. Push back. Hard. Don't quit growing. Don't quit innovating. Lastly, let me say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. I hope I have fulfilled my promise to you. Your login here is going to remain alive, at least as long as this website does. Keep my contact information. Call me, email me if you need me. because I enjoy keeping touch. Pass the word along if you know somebody else who might benefit from my help. I welcome all introductions, because quite frankly, you are my number one marketing tool. Nothing trumps your recommendation. So, thank you. And now at the bottom of the page, there's just one final bit of feedback that I need from you, and I hope that you'll take the time to complete that coaching client feedback-final at the bottom of this page.